Weddings and other big events can create a lot of waste. But more people are starting to think about the environment as they plan their big day. Allegheny Front intern Elena King Bryce has been planning a family wedding and wanted to find out more about how to make it sustainable.
I've always dreamed about my wedding, not in a conventional way. I don't want a big princess dress and a huge crowd. Instead, I've imagined ways to make it sustainable, like choosing a lab-grown diamond ring, getting married outdoors on the beach, and replacing confetti with wildflowers. These are the things that excite me. But in September, it's not about me. My mom, Krista King, is getting married, and she's not quite sold on the idea of being an eco bride.
I don't want that to be the overwhelming feeling of the wedding. I mean, the wedding has to reflect also the bride and groom, so I would have to look into it.
And actually, the more I've looked into it, the more I realize she's already doing things that are considered sustainable. Today, she's using an old family recipe to make sugar cookies for the wedding, coloring them pink and blue to match her theme.
I'm gonna go ahead and mix blue into this, because it's kind of hard to get the consistency, but...
She's making cookies as an homage to her oma, my great-grandmother, but it's also going to reduce packaging and food waste.
The food waste, a lot of times, it's heavy, and it does end up taking up a lot of space or a lot of weight. It adds to the weight of the events.
That's Sarah Alessio-Shea, Deputy Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. They work with event organizers to collect things that are compostable and recyclable to prevent them from going to the landfill.
Somebody's doing a rental from us that's maybe like a bar mitzvah or a wedding. You know, it might be a couple hundred pounds. We might see a couple bags of compost that they come away with, to thousands of pounds.
Alessio Shea says in 2022, her group diverted 73,000 pounds of waste at events like the Pittsburgh Marathon, the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and others. Beyond food waste, big events still have the issue of plastic waste, like cups, forks, and straws. My mom was even planning to use plasticware at her wedding. The venue was pushing it. Tara Nonak-Carroll understands that issue.
I just saw the amount of landfill trash that was being accumulated, the amount of plastic, and just overwhelming amounts of garbage.
Nonak-Carroll is the event rental manager at Tree Pittsburgh, where they started zero waste policies for events like fundraisers, business meetings, and weddings.
I was really racking my brain trying to figure out how can we do this differently, because we're an environmental nonprofit. Like, our goal is to like help save the planet.
Within the past 2 years, they have stopped using plastic cups and utensils and instead switched to compostable ones, made from things like corn and honey. Now they don't even have a trash can that goes to the landfill. Nonak-Carroll says there are rules around this for people who hold events here.
So you must use all compostables. You're not allowed to bring plastic water bottles. And then we have recycling containers for aluminum, and we have glass containers for glass.
They've even thought about my concern, what guests throw at the bride and groom as they walk.
In place of confetti or glitter, we encourage birdseed or bubbles. Bubbles are fine.
There are a variety of venues around Pittsburgh that host sustainable events. The Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, Schenley Park Visitor Center, and many restaurants. When I talk with my mom about her upcoming wedding, she worries, like I have, that places and products labeled as environmentally friendly or sustainable will cost more.
When you're looking at a wedding and you're looking to cut costs, that is definitely coming to mind, you know, how important it is to me. I think it's a ideology of which is more important to me, you know, helping the planet out or keeping me under the budget that I've set.
It's true that couples might spend more money on organic food or linen tablecloths, but watching her bake her own cookies, wash her own glassware, and do other things at home to create her wedding, I see ways that earth-friendly choices can also save money. And this is still what excites me, finding ways my future fairy tale wedding can be firmly planted on earth. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Elena King Bryce.